Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
I'm sorry, Tim, I thought you were giving me the all clear. 9:41, 19 till 10. I'm getting some texts. The book we were just talking about is called Left 4 Dead by Eric J. Dolan. Now, that being said, if you're looking for some interesting reading, I can recommend a couple of more books. The Flight, A Father's War, A Son's Search, The Rise and Fall of David Duke, Bad Bet on the Bayou, The Rise and Fall of Gambling in Louisiana, and The Fate of Governor Edward Edwards, Long Shot, A Senator, A Serious Sin, and An Epic Louisiana Election. That was co-written with Jeremy Alford, and Five Laterals and a Trombone. That's about the Cal, Stanford, and the wildest finish in college football history. All of those written by the man we're about to introduce, Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and one hell of a writer. How you doing, Tyler?
Good morning. Greetings from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, you been up to anything or not? You been busy?
Yeah, this new governor is trying to do a lot, and it makes our staff at the Times-Picayune Advocate very busy.
Well, you've been doing a great job, I'll tell you that. Let's start with, most recent. Let's start with this Constitutional Convention, not only with what the House passed, but what voters are saying about with the poll that you guys took.
Yeah, we published a story in the paper on Sunday showing that there's very little public appetite for this constitutional convention that Governor Landry wants, but he is very, very much wanting it. In fact, he did a very unusual thing yesterday, Tommy. He spent the afternoon in the House chamber watching the debate as the House voted whether to advance the convening of a constitutional convention. And he visited with the House members during that debate as well.
How uncommon is that, Tyler?
Yeah, so the plan right now is...
No, for the governor to sit there during the debate.
Oh, yeah, no, that's very unusual. He's done it one other time this session when in the Senate they were debating whether to impose the death penalty for some additional ways to carry out the death penalty on people. Governors don't typically do that.
So the idea, I guess, was to let everybody know he's watching closely, I would think.
Yeah, and he also visited with some wavering members. In the end, they needed 70 votes. They got 75, so the bill passed. And so now it goes to the state Senate, and the bill, as amended yesterday, now calls for the convening of a special convention to rewrite the Constitution that would begin on August 1st. And if the delegates at that convention pass a new version of the Constitution, that would go then before voters on November 5th.
I didn't think, from what people were telling me, that it had a chance of passing the Senate if it was going to be in the final 2 weeks of the session. But is this a different animal completely?
It is a different animal, Tommy. What the governor had to concede that this convention could not take place beginning May 20th, which was the plan, as you mentioned, that would have gone concurrently with the final 2 weeks of the legislative session. So now the session ends on June 3rd, and legislators will come back on August 1st because they are the delegates, along with 27 appointed by the governor, to redraft the Constitution. We still don't know what will be in it, and that's certainly a concern of senators.
Has the governor indicated, okay, so I understand the take on crime and what the polls showed about the way people feel about crime. There's a little bit of a disconnect on permitless carry and what the governor is pushing. And I was talking to some people earlier, and it seems as though everybody is against the people that are against the carve-outs for the French Quarter or areas of New Orleans are the people that are not from here and have no stake in it at all, which is kind of strange to me. But when it comes to the Constitutional Convention, this is something the governor's hell-bent on. Do you know what it is that's driving this? Because apparently there's something that he wants changed, but you're saying that we don't really know what that is, right? Or do we?
No, we don't really know, Tommy. We can make guesses. What happens is that Louisiana is facing a $550 million projected deficit next year. Now, they could solve that by, we've all been paying a 0.45 cent sales tax for the last 7 years. I don't know that many people notice it, but that expires next year. And if the legislature chose to renew that tax, that would basically cover the projected deficit. But the governor says that he and legislators need a much freer hand to deal with budget issues, because right now a lot of programs in the are locked up in the Constitution, and legislators can't change or cut those programs. Really, all the areas they can make cuts in are to health care for the poor and higher education programs. So the governor says, hey, give us a freer hand for next year by rewriting the Constitution and having the public vote for it.
When I was talking to Jeremy, Alford about this, your co-author, and I'm thinking that it goes the philosophy of it, and going a step back further, even Jeff Landry said that, you know, when it comes to the public records law, that people elect us, they don't want to look in the kitchen, and I'm paraphrasing here, they don't want to look in the kitchen, they just want the dish served to them, and they elect us to do this. And it seems like it goes to the basic philosophy of governing statute as opposed to Constitution, where the governor wants a lot more freedom so that they make things by statute or change things by statute that don't require an amendment to the Constitution, which would give voters, in a way, less of a say at it, because I guess a lot of times they tend to vote down all the amendments if they know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Take me through that whole political process of that, of the philosophy of governing, that I'm kind of jumbling up here, but I think you know where I'm going, Tyler.
Yeah, so Louisiana is operating under a constitution that was passed by voters in 1974 after delegates spent 1973, all the whole year, putting together that new constitution. And Jeremy has written a book telling that story. And so since 1974, you know, almost every year, every 2 years, voters are given a chance to amend the constitution. So it's been amended, I think, over 200 times. And there is wide agreement that it is now unwieldy, and that, again, that a lot of things are locked up that can't be touched by the legislature because they're in the Constitution. So the theory is, let's take all these items out of the Constitution and put it just back in the playing field of the legislature, because then the legislature can make those changes that they can't address right now because they're in the Constitution. But clearly, this will give the public voters less of a say, because it will now be in the hands of legislators, and you know, Baton Rouge is crawling with special interests.
Where do the special interests fit in with the Constitutional Convention and paying for it in a historical context of that, and where does that whole issue stand?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'll just cite one example. There's a group called the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. They're a very powerful business lobby. They are supporting this convening of this constitutional convention, but their members have received billions of dollars of tax breaks every year that are protected by the Constitution. Is it possible that those tax breaks could be taken out of the Constitution and taken away for these companies? I think that would be pretty doubtful, because I'm assuming that this group, it's called Lobby, is lobbying behind the scenes to make sure that those tax breaks are protected.
Tell me about some other results of the poll, Tyler, if you would, please.
Yeah, no, it showed that that Governor Landry is enjoying a political honeymoon with voters after being in office for 100 days. He has an approval rating of 56%, which is slightly higher than the 51.5% he received in October when he was elected governor. But there's a big warning sign out there that voters are very unhappy with what's going on in insurance rates, and they're blaming this governor, even though he hasn't been in office for very long. And they're certainly blaming the new insurance commissioner. The new insurance commissioner, as you know, Tommy, is calling for a deregulation of the industry with the idea that will make Louisiana more attractive for insurance companies to come here.
And the governor signed those bills yesterday, didn't he, Tyler?
He did. Yeah. He did. But he also kept saying that these were Commissioner Temple's ideas, which I think is probably giving him some room in case things go south on the insurance industry to avoid the blame himself.
And time's going to tell on that as far as whether it works or not. I think people need to realize, and I've been trying to stress this, that this is going to be, and I'm going to have the insurance commissioner on tomorrow, this is going to be an evolution, not a revolution. This is not going to change overnight. Accurate?
Well, he can explain better than I can. But again, the theory is that you can make it easier for insurance companies to drop certain policyholders and also raise rates, and that will make it more attractive for more insurance companies to come in. Greater competition will lower rates. That's the theory. But just let me mention another quick issue, Tommy, which is that this governor is trying to expand his power, hide more things, through the public records law in ways that the last governor, John Bel Edwards, he was fine with what the information he had to provide to the governor, to the public. But this new governor wants to hide more things, and I think that raises concerns in a state with the the history of Louisiana.
Where does that stand? Because I know Heather Cloud said she was going to I've not seen any amendments to it. Is it in committee? What's the status of that bill? Or are there two of them, I think.
Yeah, so Senator Cloud's bill is now dead, but her bill is going to be merged into a bill by Senator Jay Morris, and that and again, as we understand it at this point, it gives pretty broad protections even broader protections to hide information for this governor, which, you know, I think raises a lot of concerns. And again, there's other things the governor wants to do to have even broader powers. And remember, as you know, Tommy, Louisiana's governor is one of the most powerful in the country, but that doesn't seem to be enough for Jeff Landry.
So, well, how could a new constitutional convention affect the city of New Orleans, the governor's control, home rule charter, et cetera? Is that, but again, we don't know what's in it, right, or what he's going to be looking for?
Yeah, we don't know. The new constitution could make dramatic changes, although, again, as he will say, ultimately the people will have a say in determining whether to approve that new constitution, but that would come after a multimillion-dollar media blitz funded by the governor and his political allies. But there's big question marks about home rule. What about the tax breaks that the public gets when they buy groceries, prescription drugs, or home utilities? We just don't know yet.
Any final thoughts, Tyler? What are you going to be watching next couple of weeks?
Again, this constitutional convention now, convening of it, is now going before the state Senate, where the very interesting dynamic, the state Senate under Cameron Henry of Metairie has given a governor a lot of what he wants, but they've also put up some roadblocks where the House has given him pretty much everything he wants. So it'll be an interesting dynamic to see what President Henry and the Senate do in the coming weeks.
Does he have the same clout with the Senate as the House? No, right?
Jeff Landry?
Yeah.
The governor is getting pretty much rubber stamped what he wants through the House, but the Senate has something of an obstacle for him.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate your work.
Thank you, Tommy.
Talk to you again soon. All right. And that book that he's talking about, Jeremy Alford wrote, I'm in the middle of that, The Last Constitution, good read, as is everything that Tyler Bridges wrote. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got coming up for us next on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.